You won't be afraid of anybody now. Once you recognize he's a zero before our Father who is in heaven. All those people who have power over you, who can trouble you, who can change your circumstances, who can make life difficult, your boss in your office, or it doesn't matter who, people who make a mistake, and because of that mistake you suffer. He's a zero in God's eyes. And he does, this God of ours, this Father of ours, Nebuchadnezzar didn't know him as Father. This God does exactly what he wants in the heaven. In the heaven includes the second heaven where the devil dwells. The devil's on a leash. You know, the leash of a dog, he can only go that far and can't go beyond thus far and no further. That's how God, the devil is on a leash, like a dog is on a leash. God has allowed him to exist. You know, in Pilgrim's Progress, once the pilgrim is walking through a narrow path and two lions are there scaring him, and then he gets near, he finds both the lions are chained. They are permitted to come pretty close to the narrow way and growl and roar, but they are on a chain. And once the pilgrim sees, oh, there's a chain there, he walks. Now, if you walk out of the narrow way into their path, they can bite you, but you stay in the narrow way, they can't touch you. So, in all the host of heaven, it's not only among the good angels, even among the demons in the second heaven, and he does exactly what he wills. Next. And he also does exactly what he wants among all the inhabitants of the earth. That includes those people you're a bit concerned about. He does according to his will. Those who have a difficulty with their mother-in-law. Do you believe that God does according to his will even with her? And no one can stop his hand and say, what have you done? Nobody. Nobody can stop his hand. If God is stretching out his hand to do something for me, no one can stop. If you don't believe in a Father in heaven like this, the devil is smart enough to create some circumstance to bring you into unrest. Anxiety, tension, and you'll be uptight. And when you're uptight, you'll get easily upset with people and irritated. And, you know, a lot of our irritation and getting upset with people is we are uptight about something else in our life. So when we are at rest inwardly, it makes a tremendous difference in our behavior to other people. We are relaxed. The secret of being in a good mood 24 hours of the day is to believe that I have a Father in heaven. And I want to encourage all of you in future when you pray. I'm not saying it's wrong to pray, Lord Jesus. We read in 2 Corinthians 12, Paul said, I had a thorn in the flesh and I prayed to the Lord. Definitely you can pray to the Lord Jesus. But we are told to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Father, I cannot come to you directly, but because Jesus is my mediator, the one mediator between God and man, I come in the name of Jesus to you. That's what the Bible teaches. So as I say, there's nothing wrong in praying to the Lord Jesus. We teach little children to pray to the Lord Jesus because they don't know yet what it means to know God as Father. But the sooner they come to know God as Father, the better. But that is what I have found in my life that brought rest into my life. I used to be a person frequently discouraged after I was born again. Discouragement and self-condemnation were very common with me. Anxiety, tension, wondering what will happen, how will this fellow trouble me, or in different circumstances. Maybe we made a mistake or a blunder somewhere. We all make. And then we begin to think, oh, what will be the consequences of that in my place of work? Or what will be the consequences in some other situation? I've messed up some situation and it's going to be pretty difficult now. Some problem may come into my life. I may be ruined financially or something like that. You know what the answer is? Our Father who is in heaven. Dear brothers, and sisters, this is the rest into which God wants us to come. This is the meaning of the Sabbath. In Hebrews, it says here in Hebrews and chapter 4, there remains, verse 9, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Adam went to work on the eighth day. I hope you know that. Not the seventh day. He was created on the sixth day. He had to learn to be at complete rest in God even before sin came into the world. On the seventh day, experience that Sabbath of sitting and delighting himself in the presence of God. He didn't know God as a father, but at least knowing him as God. And then the Lord said, on the eighth day, now go. And if he had learned, if Adam and Eve had learned that lesson fully, when the devil came to them on the eighth day, they would have resisted him. But they forgot it. While they're sitting in God's presence, they say, yeah, I believe this is wonderful to be in God's presence. That's how we are today. But tomorrow you may forget it. And the devil comes. That's what you learn from Genesis chapter 3. They should have been in the Sabbath rest in Genesis chapter 3 also, in the presence of God. But then they didn't have the Holy Spirit like we have. But there's no excuse for you not to be in the presence of God tomorrow like you are today, because you've got the Holy Spirit. So if you're in a Sabbath rest today, you must be there tomorrow and the day after, all the time. It took me some time to understand this and to come there, but I tell you, it has brought tremendous deliverance in my life from bad moods. Never to be in a bad mood. 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, 24/7. I want to say to you, that is God's will for you. Why? Because we have a Father in heaven who does exactly according to his will in heaven and earth. Then we may have certain questions like, why did this happen? Why didn't God do that for me? Now, I don't want to go into all the verses, but you know that place in the Bible where it says, Acts chapter 12, James was imprisoned and Herod cut off his head. The apostle James, he's only 30 years old. And you question, didn't God have a ministry for this man? His brother John lived up to 95. How useful this man would have been if he had lived up to 95 as well. Long life was in the genes. His brother lived up to 95. And God allowed his head to be cut off at the age of 30. And a couple of days later, Peter is imprisoned. And I don't have time to, you read that in Acts chapter 12 sometime. And God sends an angel to open the door and says, Peter, come out. And Peter comes out and goes to the house of one of the sisters there, where a prayer meeting is going on, where they're praying for Peter. And he knocks at the door and they can't believe it's him. And he comes and speaks in the prayer meeting and says, God sent an angel to deliver me from the prison. And you know who's sitting listening there? James's mother. And if you were James's mother sitting there, or James's father sitting there, what would be the thoughts passing to your mind? Your son was beheaded 2 days ago. And here Peter comes in saying, the angel opened the door for me. You know what the thoughts will go through your mind? Why in the world didn't God send an angel 2 days ago to save my son? Isn't he needed in God's kingdom? There's where you have to believe our Father in heaven. He does exactly according to his will. And you also need to know one more truth in that connection. That is in Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55 and verse. This has been a great help to me to understand this. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Lord, Why didn't you send an angel 2 days earlier? This is James's mother asking in her mind to the Lord. Lord, Peter is here standing testifying. He was delivered with an angel 2 days ago. My son was there. Why didn't you deliver him? Answer. The Lord says, my ways are not your ways. How different are my ways from your ways? As the heaven is higher than the earth, so my ways are different from yours. Don't question me. Today, James's mother is in heaven and will be saying, Lord, now I see why you took away my son at that time. And I believe all of us will say one day, the things we have complained about here on earth, the things we question, Lord, why this, Lord, why that, one day we'll be ashamed. Lord, how I doubted your sovereignty. You planned a much better thing. If you had done it the way I wanted it, it would have been a mess. It all depends on, do you believe you have a Father in heaven who will never allow you, 1 Corinthians 10:13, never allow you to be tempted beyond your ability. Never, never, never. I believe that with all my heart. Otherwise, I couldn't face the future. I can tell the devil to his face, you can never do anything that to me that I cannot overcome. Because my Father in heaven controls you. You're on a leash. Satan, you're on a leash. Don't be afraid to tell the devil that. You cannot do anything to me through human beings or through circumstances which will be beyond my ability. If it's beyond my ability, God will not allow it to happen to me. If it's going to be my ability 1 year from now, it'll happen only then. It's like, you know, your children go from fifth grade to sixth grade. They get a tougher exam. They don't get that tough exam fifth grade because they're still in the fifth grade. When they go to the 10th grade, it'll be still tougher. This is how God leads us step by step. If you believe these truths that I've shared with you and allow the Holy Spirit to make it real in your life, I assure you, you will not be in unrest. You will not live in anxiety. You will not have those bad moods that make life difficult at home. God bless you all.